This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Saturday Washington will not back down from its trade dispute with China and might even double its tariffs unless Beijing bows to U.S. demands.
The president promised to confront grave threats to security, and we've stood with our allies and partners in the region to defend their sovereignty, root out terrorists, and bring North Korea to the negotiating table.
Pence said Saturday that Washington will continue to uphold the Taiwan Relations Act and One China policy after his much-watched meeting with Morris Chang, Taiwan's representative, to a regional economic forum in Papua New Guinea. He met with Chang on the sidelines. He's not planning to have a separate bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, who's also attending the APEC, according to American officials. The Central Intelligence Agency has its opinion on the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of writer and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, according to a U.S. official familiar with the finding. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. The Saudi government denies any official sanction, but admits Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Saudi Arabia announced this week it will seek the death penalty against five men suspected in the killing. In Istanbul Friday, funeral prayers were held for Khashoggi. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump said Friday and signed legislation creating the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency within the Department of Homeland Security. That new agency is charged with helping protect a variety of vital systems, from the nation's electric grid to its elections infrastructure. Officials said the newly created agency will streamline efforts already underway in a number of areas and also do more to reach out to private companies and industries, which form a large part of the nation's technical and physical backbone. This is VOA News. The Democratic candidate in Georgia's governor's race, Stacey Abrams, has ended her challenge in the closely fought election, but said this is not a concession.
A concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
She vowed to bring a lawsuit against what she called the state's gross mismanagement of the vote. She told a news conference, let's be clear, again, this is not a speech of concession to Republican Brian Kemp. The death toll continues to rise from the wildfire that devastated a Northern California community here in the United States. The number of missing has grown beyond 1,000. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Searchers continue going lot to lot in Butte County, combing the ground and burned out vehicles for signs of human remains. Another eight were found on Friday.
Seven of them were found in Paradise. All were inside structures.
County Sheriff Corey Honey says more names have been added to the list of missing.
Current list of unaccounted for individuals stands at 1,011.
One woman posted on Facebook that she's on the list, but okay, while another man had to say that his relative had died. Thousands of people remain displaced. There's an outbreak of norovirus at an evacuation shelter, and President Trump will be viewing the misery firsthand when he tours the devastation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A U.S. federal judge ordered the White House to temporarily reinstate the CNN correspondent's press credentials. VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff reports.
Some good news on Friday for CNN and the network's reporter, Jim Acosta.
And I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today. And let's go back to work.
A federal judge ordered the White House to return Acosta's press pass, temporarily reinstating his expedited access to report on the president's activities. CNN's reporter was banned from the White House after a heated exchange with President Trump during a press conference last week. When asked about today's ruling, the president weighed in from the Oval Office.
People have to behave, and they have to do, we're writing up rules and regulations to make our position. We have to practice decorum.
Additional hearings are expected in the coming weeks in what's being called a major legal test of the rights of journalists who cover the Trump administration. Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
The Argentine Navy said early Saturday that searchers found the submarine that disappeared a year ago with 44 crew members on board. The vessel was detected 800 meters deep in waters off the Valdez Peninsula in Argentine Patagonia, according to a statement. The Navy said a positive identification was made by a remote-operated submersible from the American ship Ocean Infinity. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.